This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 22nd. We're in hour two of the broadcast. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. I've got to share this this story with you. You know, this is coming in from dailystormer.com. We've got a new French president, Emmanuel Macron. Well, he delivered a very forceful speech on a Sunday, that week ago tomorrow, at the ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of the deportation of Jews from Paris, attacking his political rival Le Pen and other figures who claimed that the Vichy government, which collaborated with the Nazis during World War II, didn't represent France. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu attended the ceremony in Paris alongside Macron. "There are those who say Vichy wasn't France," Macron said. "It is true that Vichy wasn't all of France, but Vichy was the government of France and the French establishment. It was responsible for deporting French Jews and not the Germans." Macron said that denying or hiding France's role in World War II is a disgrace. "We have a responsibility to realize where and when we have failed," he said. "The underground and those who rescued Jews saved France's dignity, but the Vichy government was the reality. It is convenient and easy to see Vichy as something perpetrated by foreign agents, but it was the reality. You can't build pride on a lie," he said. Macron condemned Holocaust denial and anti-Semitism in France today, saying that it has taken a new shape and that anti-Zionist and anti-Israeli expressions should be opposed. "Anti-Zionist and anti-Israeli expressions is a new type of anti-Semitism," he said. Perhaps Macron would like to explain why it's such an awful thing to question history. If Adolf Hitler really did gas trillions of Jews in fake shower rooms, there would be no reason to have laws preventing people from the mere questioning of it. The fact that these laws exist undermine the credibility of these actual stories. So it's an interesting story by the Daily Stormer, but I thought once again, isn't it interesting? The president of France is here once again saying that the mere questioning of Zionism or the mere questioning of Israel is the new anti-Semitism. So I say that to lead into this. You know, I've been covering over the last several weeks. I've had someone email me and say, "You're obsessed with this anti-Semitism definition." Well, I mean, maybe you're right. But look, they're putting this in place in all the countries. They've already, you know, successfully done it in Europe. And their goal is to criminalize free speech in America. That's their wet dream come true. And make it where any and all statements of questioning anything and everything about Israel or the past or the Holocaust or blood libel is going to be an offense that they can put you in jail for, or, you know, whatever they can get these state legislatures to pass. Now, I've had people email me and say, well, you know, it'll never happen. because of your First Amendment rights. You know, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, we've got free speech zones in place in areas. So we will see. I report you can draw your own opinion, but we're seeing this whole concert of evidence simultaneously moving in this direction. What else would they want to do? Where else would they want it to go? Of course this is what they want. Of course this is where they want to push the envelope. And when I'm reporting that all of these states, I think whatever it was last week, 26 different states now have passed this legislation where, you know, you can't boycott Israel and do business in that state with any state or federal or county or city governments or whatever, however far the outreach is. Every state vary in, you know, their what they're putting in place. But This article ends with, as far as Israel goes, does Macron think people shouldn't question Israel even though they've dropped bombs on women and children? Why is telling his own people not to question the Zionist state? Israel has been responsible for some terrible things, some of which were directly ordered by Netanyahu himself. This is just a matter of historical record. But none of this is surprising, though. Macron used to work for a Rothschild's financial firm. He is pro-Jew, pro-Israel, and pro-Zionist. And, you know, that is really the credentials that you have to have to win these, for what I believe, mainly fake elections in these various countries. I mean, we got no credibility in America or any of these other European countries as to the credibility of these actual elections, because we see these same sellouts win over and over and over. Well, we are taking calls, 1-800-313-9443. If we don't get a lot of phone calls at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play Dr. William Luther Pierce, Our Cause. It's about 20 minutes. We'll see what happens. We're going to go to the phones. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, how you doing today, sir?
Very good, Farron. Thank you very much for taking my call. You know, you were reporting on that Officer Noor in Minneapolis. And from what I understand was that the police just didn't pull up and then he took a shot at the woman. The woman was already talking to the driver of the vehicle. And for some odd reason, this guy pulled out a service revolver, reached across him and shot him through the driver's side window, or shot her through the driver's side window.
Yes, that's my understanding too, Jerry. She had run out in her pajamas, met the car, and so he pulls his gun out, which had to be, you know, probably near the face of his partner since he's shooting out the driver's side window, and kills the lady that called the police. I mean, it's so insane. Go ahead with your thoughts, Jerry.
Well, my thoughts too are, why are they backing this guy? Why are they protecting him? And I mean, I've heard different opinions and everything about there's, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul are sanctuary cities, so they're bringing a lot of these refugees and Muslims in there, and to keep the Muslims from rioting, because they have nothing to do, because when they come over here, you know, they get passports and citizenship, and then they get their long-term Social Security benefits, so they don't have to work. So I guess they have nothing better to do except maybe start riots. So what you do is you hire policemen that are Somalian to keep them from rioting, sort of as the go-betweens, you know, between the roughnecks and the police, or the it makes no sense whatsoever.
And, you know, with that said, Jerry, what it puts me in mind of, you bring these Somalis or these refugees from wherever, you get them all the benefits, like you just said, which is 100% true. That's exactly what they do, disability benefits, Social Security. And then they can stay home and breed while the taxpayer, which is predominantly white, can't afford to have one or two children because he's forced to be a debt slave and fund the mass breeding efforts of these refugees. I mean, I don't understand why the American people, you know, they don't understand what's really going on. A lot of them, they don't care, whatever. But the American people should be in the streets screaming bloody murder to the funding of their own demise that they're forced to do right now. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are is that, you know, I've been talking to people for about 7 years now with relating what I have been learning and verifying as to be true, because I only woke up into this movement about 9 years ago this month. And, I just tell, okay, well, if you're not going to do anything for yourself as far as, you know, prepping with gold and silver, because our economy is going to collapse eventually, or the dollar, I should say, the petrodollar, they're not going to use it anymore. And if you're not going to go out there and get the things you need right now for survival and maybe have a little bit better plan of who can you bug out to that might live out in the country someplace, because let's face it, Chicago stinks. It's overpopulated. It's just been getting worse by the year, the last couple of years, and road construction every place. I tell them, at least get a gun. Get a gun, get yourself several hundred rounds of ammunition. At least you can shoot them as they're coming through the door until your gun jams or you run out of bullets, and then you'll come to your surmise. But at least do something. Don't sit out there, drink the beer, talk about the cop or the Sox and the Cubs and the Bulls and the Hawks and everything. I hear these conversations, I have to get up and walk away. And something that really saddens me is my mother told me the other day, she goes, you know, you used to be so funny and, you know, you had such an upbeat personality and everything. Now you're just down, down, down. And I can't speak the mundane garbage anymore. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I hear the mundane conversations, I move on.
Jerry,
that's all I
feel...
had, Baron.
Hey, Jerry, let me hang on for me 1 second because... Actually, what you just said, I was having that exact same train of thought yesterday. I was kind of going down the, you know, how much this has changed me personally. I used to be a much more materialistic person. I used to care about, you know, I like to go look at the latest model of Camaro. Now I could care less. I don't care if I have a new car. I don't care if I watch the Super Bowl. It's changed me. It's made me probably from someone on the outside looking in a duller. Maybe I'm a happy person. My wants has greatly diminished. My materialism has greatly diminished. It, when you come to understanding the sad plight that we're really in this country, the white race, the whole world, I don't know, it has, for me personally, it's had a resonating effect throughout my life, my relationships with everyone. I mean, I just don't care about keeping up with the Joneses. I don't care about these things anymore. I don't care about going to concerts or football games or any of this kind of stuff. I see it as trivial now, and I'm just like you. People, they want to engage me in conversations about, you know, the Carolina Panthers or the Carolina Tar Heels is big here. I don't watch any. I don't know NASCAR. I couldn't care less, and so it makes you feel kind of like an oddball at times. But this is what the truth, the reality of the situation, it has an effect on you. I don't know how to explain it anymore, but I can tell you we've got some solidarity in I feel your pain. I have the exact same situation in my life, and I can't change it. There's nothing I can do about it. I hope that it don't kind of continue to worsen as I get older. I don't know, but I understand exactly what you're saying. You can respond to that. And real quick, I wanted to get your opinion. Dr. William Luther Pierce, 15th anniversary of his death tomorrow. Any opinion on his work, his radio show, his books?
You know, I never really took up much on him, but, I listened to what he had to say on your show here when you played that video. What was the date of that video, by the way?
You know, I don't know. I know it's before 2002. I think it's about 1998 or 99.
Okay, because it almost sounded like it might have been older than that, like maybe 70s. But I don't, it just by the music in the background and everything and, you know, the sound quality. So I just kind of wondered how long he's been around and everything. He's somebody I'm going to have to definitely look up. And by the way, last night Rents had on Charlotte Thompson Iserby, and she gave out her direct email where she'll send you a letter that she put together, and this is what you could send to your local municipality that's operating under Agenda 21 with this militarized police. And, you know, we hear Sessions rolling this into play about the civil asset forfeiture doubling or tripling down. This is crazy. I mean, for just to keep people from sticking with a cash in their pocket, or going cashless, I should say. And I'm all against going cashless. I can't remember the last time I used a debit card to gas up any of my vehicles.
Oh, I'm with you, Jerry.
And hey, I watch people go to Walgreens. If I run up to Walgreens to get a gallon of milk or something like that, I watch 5-10 customers in front of me all swipe a card. They might be getting something as much as a small bag of potato chips and a pop. They don't have $2 on them to buy that.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you something else on that note, Jerry. I was discussing, I was talking to a young lady. She's probably about 20. She was getting her first job. And if you don't have a credit card or a bank account, they give you a card to put your salary on. You don't get a check. If you don't have bank accounts and all that, they give you a card that your money will be put on. I mean, they are moving, and I know lots of people that, you know, now everybody gets direct deposit. A check is kind of going the way of a dinosaur, but they are moving this society so rapidly into a cashless society. And, of course, the youth, people are paying at the Dollar General with their phone. Our local Dollar General stores take PayPal. Of course, now every place is moving to take SNAP, and we are really seeing the infrastructure put in place for the coming cashless society. And you're 100% right. The dollar's going to go. I think they may well put this in place under Trump so he can, you know, he can be the one that it all falls down under. Who knows? But one way or another, you're 100% right, sir. It is coming. It's inevitable. It's anyone's guess what the future holds, but I think one thing that we can say and we'll both agree on, it's going to be chaotic. There's going to be turmoil. They're going to do everything they can to undermine Trump, and it all may be smoke and mirrors and all part of the script. I don't know, but it's not going to play well for middle-class America and for the white race in America. I can tell you that much. I'll give you the last word. Love the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add? We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, we've got Fred in Michigan. Go ahead, Jerry.
No, let me get out of the way for Fred from Michigan, because I love what he has to say and how he says it. So thank you very much for taking my call, Farron, and keep up the good work, and God bless you. God bless the RBN listeners.
Hey, thank you so much, Jerry. We're coming up on a break, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we should have music in moments. Fred, just hang on. We'll start you off after the break. Support RBN. You know, you're listening to the commercial by Mike Rivera. Support RBN. If you like this type of broadcast, if you like freedom of speech, if you like this type of information, my information that I put together, or any or all of the RBN hosts, you know, even where hosts may disagree about their opinions, still, this is a source of news and information, takes phone calls, lets you be heard. That's one reason I like to do a broadcast, so everyone can speak out, give their opinions. But without RBN, this platform would be gone. So, you know, today we've got Sam in the studios. The work that he does is important. The work that John Stattmiller, all that it takes to run a network. You know, support RBN, even if $5 a month. We can all keep this network going, because times are probably only going to get harder for the network. Or are we at break? We got about 10 seconds to the music. We come back, we're going to have Fred in Michigan, Michael in New York coming up. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments. Stay with us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. Fred in Michigan, thanks for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, Farron, I finally disciplined myself to, now that I've reacquired internet with my razzle-dazzle smartphone, Fabian society, communitarianism, New World Order. Yeah, I've heard Lark ID this a number of times, and I just neglected. But, man, it's only 6 minutes. And what it does is it provides an encapsulated synopsis that gives the viewer precise, intimate comprehension of the precise process and the predominant promulgators, perpetrators, conspirators like H.G. Wells and others. There were others. The Fabian Society, Tony Blair, and it's all about gradualism. They speak to, you know, a revolution of the mind via the educational system, the monetary system. Everything that predominates governs, controls, directs our daily lives. They, which happen to be, as Samuel Roth in Jews Must Live, 1934, he says about Talmudic Jews, our major vice of old, as of today, is parasitism. We Talmudic Jews are a people of vultures, living on the labor and good nature of the rest of the world. But despite our faults, we could never have done so much damage to the world if it had not been for our genius for evil leadership. Granted, our parasitism. Now, a year ago, Aaron, I happened to catch Coast to Coast AM on a Sunday night. They had a devout Christian man who happens to be a creation scientist and a debunker of the theory of Swiss cheese, a.k.a. a theory of pigs flying, a.k.a. theory of evolution. And it's called the evolution delusion. The evolution delusion. Bo Kirkwood. So what happens, Mark from Las Vegas, who calls in, and they grant this guy 8 minutes of airtime before the bottom of the hour break, 8 minutes of airtime after. Why? Well, because he proclaims himself to be a Talmudic Jew, one of God's chosen people. As such, they and only they possess this special neurologic power that enables them to ascertain and communicate, transmit all valid, authentic knowledge. Okay? So he just blasted away at this guy. So what I see happening here, and Jerry, by the way, and you, Farron, on YouTube, I serendipitously came across this. There is some tax attorney interrogating a bank loan officer. Have you ever known anyone, Farron, that had a so-called mortgage or any other kind of loan that they thought was valid, that they thought the bank, credit union, whatever, loaned them some so-called money? Well, guess what? This YouTube presentation you can locate by simply searching mortgage fraud scam exposed. Mortgage fraud scam exposed. The presenter, Patrick Davis. Patrick Davis. And what he does in this, it's about 20 minutes, is he gets this bank loan officer.
Hold that thought for me, Fred. We got music. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Michael in New York, hang on. We'll get to you here shortly. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Baron, joined by Freddie Fish. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Alternative Media, appearing in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We'll go back to Fred in Michigan. Go ahead and continue and wrap up your thoughts there, Fred, and we'll try to get everybody on that's wanting to get in the next 27 minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, really quick. In addition to Fabian Society Communitarianism New World Order, it's only a six-minute clip on YouTube, which I advise people to watch as much as possible, then go to communitarianism, first things first. It's a precise, all-encompassing paradigm of psychologic, emotional, mind control programming. It encompasses, for instance, I mentioned the mortgage fraud scam on YouTube. Farron, the promissory note that everyone creates with their autograph as an authorized signature, and that's why that presentation is so crucial, because it proves beyond any doubt whatsoever that even from the lips of the bank loan officer, they take the promissory note that every contracting borrower creates and deposits it as a cash deposit. So if you have ever had a loan, your promissory note created by your autograph as an authorized signature is a cash deposit. It's full cash value, whatever, $500K. The bank takes it, deposits it as a cash deposit, then issues their own draft in equal cash value. But they take your property, your promissory note, cash deposit at that $500,000 value. They convert it into a registered security asset, which they sell at that value for profit. They don't get your informed consent authorization to do that. They make all the profit. Then they defraud and extort principal and interest. That's what this presentation proves, okay? So we need to empower people to know this. Same with property taxes. If you've ever known anyone that has recorded their private land deed, check with the state of North Carolina Department of Treasury Property Tax Office and ask them, is there any statutory mandate in the state of North Carolina code that requires anyone to record their private land deed? There isn't. What happens, therefore, when one does? Oh, well, you forfeit, surrender, waive, convey the secured party holder in due course priority interest rights, the legal rights and interests, the controlling interests, the superior rights and interests, while retaining the use rights, okay? And that means you don't own it. That means they dictate. Same with your car. You don't have to register it. It doesn't have to be insured. Driving is commerce. That's what the license provides.
Tell me this, Fred.
And last but not least, I want to get this out because Jerry said standing in line to buy a gallon of milk. A pathologist by the name of Kurt, K-U-R-T, Oster, O-S-T-E-R, Kurt Oster, M-D, homogenized milk, heart disease. You just search those phrases, Kurt Oster, M-D, homogenized milk, heart disease. The original article I found in the library 25 years ago was entitled, Homogenized Milk Will Kill You. Nobody should be drinking homogenized, pasteurized cow pus. If you want to drink or eat anything, get goat milk, goat cheese, goat yogurt. That's what I do. It's great. It's naturally homogenized. Even if it is slightly pasteurized, no big deal, okay? But that's what you want. No bovine cow at all, man, okay? It's bad news, and that guy proved it. Here's how he did it. He autopsied thousands of Vietnam American KIAs in their 20s, found advanced stages of heart disease. He and his colleagues, pathologists in Connecticut, ultimately connected it to the consumption of homogenized bovine cow dairy products and also the consumption of chlorinated toxic tap water. So go ahead, man.
Well, very interesting. I've actually got a guy here locally that is a farmer, and oddly enough, he preaches don't drink the milk, and he went into some of that. Well, I've got to move on. Interesting. Always enjoy. Very informative. So, hey, thank you so much, Fred. Thank you so much. We're going to move to Michael in New York. He's been patiently holding really this entire hour. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks again, Fred. Michael in New York, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Farron, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just a few points, backtracking to Jerry's conversation, and, you know, ultimately what we're dealing with is Rome is burning, and most of the people are totally oblivious to the flames all around them, or they just stick their head back in the sand. So that's essentially where we're at. The Constitutional Republic is burning, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of Americans left in the country that really care. That's unfortunately the bottom line to that. You know, regarding Netanyahu's crap, it's amazing how he doesn't have a problem with the Nazi Jew George Schwartz Soros and all the Jews that he turned into the Nazis for profit. I guess nothing but a Yahoo over there in Israel. He doesn't have a problem with that because that's their M.O. That's what they do. And so I feel sorry for all the common Jews out there that have been exploited by the Nazi communist Jews who treat them like they treat us. It's interesting that Netanyahu never mentioned over there how, France was turning the Jews over to the Nazis. Yeah, well, how is it that Rosenfeld over here didn't take him in either, nothing but a Yahoo? Because you guys wanted to persecute the common Jews and steer them to one place only, and that's the Middle East. Because you already had your plans of creating the modern state of Israel as soon as you launched your United Nations immediately after the World War II scenario that you guys created. So, you know, these guys are nothing but hypocrites, like the good Lord said, and all we got to do is just shove it right back in their face. Hey, how come you don't go after your own George Schwartz, Soros? You know, obviously, this guy's persecuted tons of Jews for money. I guess that's okay then, though. So it's hilarious how hypocritic these guys are, but they are devils on two legs. And we can't be surprised we have to expect this kind of behavior from them, because that's normal for devils. And then last, sir, in Minnesota, with this Somali cop who's a Muslim. Now, it's amazing that he's not even an American, and he's on an American police force. And this is where we're going if we don't wake up. We have to, that mayor over there should be held accountable as well for the murder of that woman. Because what the heck is a non-American doing on an American police force? He doesn't even qualify. We have to definitely get a grip quickly over our local governments and make sure that Americans only get American jobs. And we're seeing it all around us, too. The government's hiring foreigners to control us, to enforce our laws on us. It's amazing. And the bottom line is there's no accountability in any of our politics yet. And so these guys, the politicians, are getting away with murder still.
Hey, listen to this, Michael, and you're spot on the history of what actually transpired with regards to World War II and the formation of Israel. But listen to this. It's going to take me just a minute, but I want to read it to you, because this is some more of the news no one ever hears. Now, this past week, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was caught warning. Now, there was a live mic, and he didn't know it. Warning that unless the European Union changed its attitude toward Israel, it would be destroyed. That's what Netanyahu said. He didn't know he was being recorded. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu has launched a withering attack on the European Union at a closed-door meeting in Eastern European leaders in Budapest, saying the political grouping would wither and die if it did not change its policy toward Israel. The remarks were caught on an open microphone, underlined Netanyahu's often barely discussed contempt for the European Political Union, which has criticized Israel and his government over issues including the Jewish settlements, occupied Palestinian territories, and the peace process. So, I mean, this didn't make any news anywhere. I haven't even heard anyone else cover this. The source on this is Diversity Matched Free, which is a European website and news outlet. The Daily Stormer carried the story. But if any other leader said anything like that, if you don't bend to the will of our country, you will be destroyed. It would make news, especially if the Ayatollah from Iran said that or whatever. The North Korean leader said that, it'd be news. Putin. But Netanyahu can make threats like this through Europe with a mic on that he didn't know. It was recorded. The audio was in the story. You can look it up on thedailystormer.com. But isn't that incredible? And no news of that, no coverage of that whatsoever. That is the real character of Netanyahu and of Israel itself. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, that just reminds me exactly. Remember of the audio clip played a few years back from Barbara Spector interviewing Europe. Barbara Lerner Spector, a Jewish woman, admitted, you know, interviewing a Jewish woman there, running a Jewish, came over from the United States to set up a Jewish organization in Greece, and she's telling the interviewer that if Europe does not go multicultural, Europe will not survive. So there again, What does that mean? And now nothing but a Yahoo. How are you going to destroy Europe? What, are you going to nuke it? I mean, how else can you destroy Europe? Unless the other option is just keep flooding them with these third world primitives until Europe is gone. And so it's right in our face. You know, these guys are antichrist, and rather than whenever I hear you're anti-Semitic, say no, I'm anti-Christ. And if you guys are anti-Christ, then we got a big problem, because we're Christian, and if you don't acknowledge Jesus the Christ in any way, then we can't be friends, no matter what. We can't, you know, we could be friends from a long distance, but that's as far as it goes. We cannot occupy the same space, because your philosophy about life is 180 degrees out of phase with mine. And the direction I want this country to go and compared to where you want to go. And so, you know, that's ultimately the fundamental to it all is we have to just keep shoving in their face our narrative that, no, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm anti-Christ. And this Judeo-Christian thing, again, is another facade, because they're improving to be more Judeo-Islamic. We don't see these Muslim terrorists attacking Israel or Jews anywhere. So always seems to be Christians, number one. And then a while back, there was a big protest at Trump Tower in New York City by a bunch of Muslims, organized by the Jews, of course. And the proof was that the article even stated that Jews were there protecting the Muslims during the protest, creating a protective barrier. So there we have it. There's no Judeo-Christianity. It's Judeo-Islamic religion that's aligned against Christians. And the Christians just better wake up fast to that fact.
Well, that's the truth. That's the truth right there. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to, we got just a couple of minutes, then we got a break. And thanks for your comments, Michael. Always enjoy you calling in. We're going to go back to the phones. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing?
Oh, Farron, I apologize for calling in. I told a friend of mine, I said, you know what, I'm going to leave him alone today, and I'm just going to listen, but I'm like a moth to the flame, yeah? I just can't resist. But the thing is, there's a group of people, a community is an easy way to put it, in Western civilization, in the United States, that hates Christianity. As a community, they revile anything that's white, anything that has to do with whiteness or Western civilization. And, you know, there's a hierarchy. I mean, you got the people at the top that are these rabid, hypocritical Zionists, whatever you want to call them. But, see, Zionism is not the only problem that I have with the Jewish community. I have a whole lot of other problems. Zionism is just one manifestation. The way what they do, the hypocrisy of the way they run Israel, and what they do with the Palestinians and all that is just a manifestation. That's just but one example of their disingenuousness, their duplicity. These are a bunch of lying, hypocritical people, and they're the best at it. They're the best liars, the best deceivers the world has ever known. The thing is, they're all involved in it, except for the ones that are actually speaking out against it. They're all involved in it because they all partake in it and benefit it from it on some level. And let me tell you something. In America, and I'm sure probably in other countries, the Jewish community, predominantly, the majority of them, vote against the interests of Western civilized, traditional American people, like white people. They always vote and push the agendas to tear the white community down, to tear down the social fabric of society, to tear down traditional values. That's what they do wherever they go. And it's not just the top, the billionaires, people like George Soros or Netanyahu. It's all the way down to the lowest level Jew. They all partake in this quote-unquote liberal agenda, as most of us, we think of it more as cultural Marxism. Most all of them are that way, and they all believe and benefit that Jews deserve, because of their superior intellect, et cetera, that they should be the rulers over all of us. They all believe that, with very few exceptions, and the exception just proves the rule. And I knew I'd be the only one that would make that point, so I'm off to the flame, I have to call it.
Well, you know, that's true, and the proof of that is, look at Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, all of these people, Smith at Google, Iger at Disney, all of them, Sumner Redstone, they're all for open borders, they're all for as much race mixing, they're pro-homosexual, pro-transgender, pro-feminism, they're for all of these agendas.
Every Jewish organization in America is pro-open borders.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're coming up on the last break. Hang on, Frank. I want to give you the opportunity to I want to mention Dr. William Luther Pierce to you. Stay with me through the break. We'll be back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Nutramedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio. Last segment, short segment. We've only got about 4 minutes. Frank will be the last phone caller. Frank, one, I wanted to say, I heard you on another broadcast this week, and you defined and exposed Alex Jones, I thought, darn near perfectly. I just wanted to say that. The other two things, I wanted to give you the opportunity. One, your thoughts on John McCain, and maybe anything you'd like to say about Dr. William Luther Pierce's anniversary of his death tomorrow. Go ahead, sir.
Well, John McCain, I'm not a Christian. I'm a cultural Christian. I grew up going to Presbyterian Church. That's where my parents met and everything. That's where all my grandparents went. And when I started working, you know, regular jobs at the age of 16, that was my excuse to get away and get out. And it just didn't motivate me. There was something about it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I felt comfortable there. There wasn't anything wrong with it. But, I don't know. I like Christian values. I like Leave It to Beaver. You know, that's the way I want it to be. I like Leave It to Beaver. I think Leave It to Beaver's cool. As far as John McCain, just in case there is no hell, like the evangelicals and whatnot want to believe, I hope he dies a miserable death, man. He is the epitome of a traitor. As far as Dr. Pierce, he told the truth, man. I love anybody that tells the truth, man. I freaking love it. I love it when people just tell the hard, cold truth. I'm an adult, man. I'm a man. I don't need somebody pussyfooting around. I just want the truth, man. And I don't want to hurt other people. I want the blacks to have good lives and be happy doing their own thing. I want all these other people to go do their own thing. Send the Jews to Madagascar or wherever and just put a big wall around them and just let them, live out their lives, breathe themselves out, whatever. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
Well, hey, thank you. Thank you so much. As always, interesting phone call. I appreciate it. And we're almost out of time. Before we do run out of time, I wanted to make mention, you know, you can go on YouTube. You can watch all kinds of Dr. William Luther Pierce videos, his book, Turner Diaries, Hunter. You can go to nationalvanguard.org and listen to Kevin Efferstrom's podcast from today discussing Dr. William Luther Pierce. Last week's podcast, Crushing the Delusions, I recommend that to everyone. I may play it next week. I don't know. We will just see. And this week I got into looking at some of the music that was available on some of these various websites like NSM88.org. There is a variety of people out there making music about this cause, this situation, our plight in America. And I just thought I'd pass that on. Anyone that's interested in that, it is out there and it's awful creative. And I enjoyed that. So I had a lot of news stories I didn't get to. Italians say government committing ethnic replacement. Well, that's the truth. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist. This is about the story I read briefly while Michael was on the phone. I don't know if anyone's seen this one, but Broward County, Florida, had an unbelievable tale of a killer going unpunished where the prosecution chose not to prosecute a man just because the N-word was used that committed cold-blooded murder of David Grant. I didn't have time to go into that story, but you talk about an amazing story of someone just committing cold-blooded murder and not being prosecuted. Unbelievable. Well, until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.